Track 10. As their acclaimed Norwich restaurant Benedict's celebrates its 10th anniversary, Richard and Katia Bainbridge reflect on the past decade.
A roller coaster of a decade with Richard Bainbridge. As befits a restaurant which is about to celebrate its 10th birthday, the exterior of Benedict's in Norwich is being spruced up with a smart new lick of paint. I remember when we first talked to Norfolk Magazine, just as we were about to open and there were builders walking around, and we sat there and we were full of hopes and dreams, but no clue, laughs chef patron Richard Bainbridge. He and his wife, Katia, set out with the goal of creating the sort of restaurant that they would like to go to. With a string of accolades and glowing reviews to their name, and more importantly, countless happy diners, many of whom have become friends, it certainly proved to be a recipe for success. It was like, what do we want on the menu? What do we want on the wine list? What price would we be happy to pay? How would we like our service to be? And it folded out from there, says Richard, as he and Katia cast their minds back. They took over the premises from well-known city restaurateurs Jane and Nigel Raffles, who had run it as St Benedict's Restaurant for almost a quarter of a century. Owning a restaurant was something that Richard had dreamed about since he was a teenager, when he got a job as a pot washer in a pub. He used to admire St Benedict's Restaurant as he walked past on his way to gigs at Norwich Arts Centre. Carrying a can of cider, it was quite posh, and I used to think that I'd love to go in there one day. Never once did I think I'd own it. He continues, the day after my 13th birthday, I walked through the doors of my first job at the Bull in Helsdon, and I loved it. I vowed to myself that this was the industry I was going to be in, and I was going to own my own restaurant. I was dyslexic, and this was a world where I felt I was on a level playing field with everyone. My shift started at 6 p.m, so I went in at 5:45 and started my job. No word of a lie, we got the keys to Benedict's the day after my 33rd birthday, literally 20 years to the hour of me, a boy with dyslexia with a single-parent family, walked through the doors of my first restaurant job. Richard had certainly put in the groundwork in the intervening years. He studied hospitality at City College in Norwich and worked in some of the most prestigious kitchens in the UK, United States, New Zealand and Ireland, including for Michel Roux Sr. at the 3-Michelin-starred Waterside Inn in Bray, Berkshire, and one of Norfolk's best-known restaurants, Michelin-starred Mawston Hall. When we opened, it was on such a shoestring, says Richard. We had no experience of running a restaurant. I'd run kitchens and I'd been a head chef before. I'd started to make my name for myself in Norfolk from being head chef at Mawston Hall. But Katia was a nurse and was on maternity leave with our daughter, Holly, who was just over a year old. Katia had never been in the industry before, and she's been amazing. Like with nursing, hospitality is about caring and knowing what someone needs. And she did that. And learned the business too, how to do the payroll and pay the bills. When we opened, it was a whirlwind. We lived in the office upstairs and slept on an airbed, and Holly was in a travel cot. She took her first steps in the restaurant. Benedict's got a huge boost in profile a few months after opening, when Richard appeared on the BBC's Great British Menu, competing with other chefs from around the country to create a banquet to celebrate 100 years of the WI. Both his lamb starter and dessert, a trifle inspired by the one that his nan used to make, were chosen as winners. By December that year, Benedict's had been reviewed by Marina O'Loughlin in The Guardian, and Richard has now appeared on Great British Menu as a guest judge and on Saturday Kitchen Live 11 times and counting. It was such an amazing journey and a massive part of putting us on that national level, says Richard. It would have taken us longer to get that national recognition if we hadn't had that push in the early days. Right up until lockdown, we were fully booked every single night. For Saturday night, you had to book 3 to 4 months in advance. Ah, yes, lockdown. Little did Richard and Katia know what challenges the decade would have in store. As well as the pandemic, the couple has had Brexit and the cost of living crisis to contend with. During COVID, they pivoted to offering dine-at-home meals for their customers so that they could still celebrate their special events or just take a night off cooking. And they also started making their own label, R. Bainbridge range of provisions, including barbecue sauces given their own twist. Think beetroot ketchup. Preserves, coffee and granola, which was such a success that it's become a fully fledged sister business. Many of the products are accredited with Great Taste Awards, and the brand stocked in around 70 delis and farm shops across East Anglia, including at Jarrell's and Baker's and Lana's. We've then gone on this roller coaster of survival, really, says Richard, but we've just taken on every challenge because I think it's ingrained in both of us that we're not people who fail. We've had all these things happen and we've just gone, right, how are we going to survive? But also you realise that we've built up a relationship with customers and we think a restaurant is really ingrained into a family or a couple. You know, the waiter, you know, the furniture, you know, the menu, you know, the staff, the food, the wine list, and it's birthdays, anniversaries. You have that warmth and you want to go back because it's your special place. So whenever we've hit a bump in the road, we've gone, well, we need to be there for them. During the pandemic, we did dine-at-home meals because it was really important we could carry on the support customers had given us over the years. I think that's one of the nicest things about running a restaurant, continues Katya. After 10 years, it's knowing that this is practically an extension of our living room and knowing that people come and celebrate and have their special dinners here. It's overwhelming, isn't it? Hearing you say that out loud makes me think how special it is, and I'm getting quite emotional thinking about it, says Richard. While he is the face of Benedict's, he emphasises that running the restaurant is down to the incredible team, from the kitchen to the front of house and the back office. Many have been with Benedict's for years. Head chef Ashley Williamson, who Richard has known since he was 16 and working at Morstan Hall, has been with them from day one. I have a philosophy that if we can teach people well, teach them about local producers, and that's not just in the kitchen, it's out front working and with the wine list, one day they'll become head chefs or they'll be restaurant managers and we'll have somewhere good to go to eat, says Richard. A chef who worked for us for nearly 4 years went on to work for Gordon Ramsay, and I think he's now working at L'Enclume, a 3-starred Michelin restaurant. We've seen him grow, and it's the same with our front of house. We see them grow from part-time Saturday staff to full-time to running a restaurant. He describes Katya as an unsung hero of the hospitality industry. Katya let me have the freedom to live my dream while she made it all possible. She made us thrive and pushed us forward into different things like social media or being in a photo shoot or me going on TV. She's a massive part of our business and hospitality in Norfolk. Women in our industry aren't known. It seems to be chefs and the men put on pedestals and on telly. Katya is one of the best restaurateurs in the county, but nobody knows, which is what Katya wants. But I think it's so sad that people don't know how amazing you are, he says. I don't think it's sad. I'm totally fine with that, laughs Katya. The accolades for Benedict's keep coming. In the first year of opening, and every year since, it has been featured as one of the highest rated restaurants in Norwich by the Michelin Guide and the Good Food Guide, and is a 3 AA Rosettes establishment. It has been named in the Times Top 100 Restaurants in the UK and Square Meal Top 100, and in 2023 it took home the Norfolk Magazine Food and Drink Awards for Restaurant of the Year and Front of House Experience. Charity work and in inspiring the next generation is also important. And it was a pinch me moment when, in 2022, Richard was awarded an honorary doctorate for his contribution to the arts, learning and public services from the University of East Anglia and City College, Norwich. And at the heart of what they do is showcasing the produce and producers in the east of England and the UK. The menu changes every 5 or 6 weeks, and Richard and Ashley will liaise with suppliers to see what will be at its best and in good supply. We'll get almost like a paint palette of ingredients that are in season and local, maybe some that aren't completely local, says Richard. We're driven by Norfolk and great British products. If it comes from Cornwall and it's a great ingredient, we can use that. It doesn't have to be local, local. The fish on the next menu is coming from Southwold, crab comes from Cromer, and mussels are always from Brancaster. I look at it like being a parent with the produce. We get all these great seasonal ingredients in. We give them a bit of love, a little bit of nurturing. We help them onto that next stage and we push them into the world in a beautiful dish. It's about showcasing the amazing asparagus from just up the road in Attleborough, and the lamb is from 45 miles away. We talk to fish suppliers, we talk to fishermen, we talk to vegetable producers, and we talk to butchers and farmers, and their passion comes through to us and into the food. Richard and Katya love being part of the Norwich Lanes and seeing how St Benedict Street's reputation as a foodie destination has grown in the past 10 years. Other additions to the road have included Haggle, Don Zocco, and recently opening Tallow. Wherever possible, Richard tries to use his platform to promote Norwich and Norfolk as a destination. And they have visitors who come to the city from further afield, especially to visit the restaurant. "We try to wave the flag for Norwich," says Richard. "When people come for a weekend, they come to us and they'll stay somewhere, go somewhere for breakfast, go and have coffee, probably shop and buy local gifts. And it's an amazing city. And we've got the opportunity to sell it. Then we should sell it." Big moments during the past 10 years have included a guest chef series where some of the country's famous names spent a night in their kitchen, including Tom Kerridge, Glyn Purnell and Tom Akins. They also tempted renowned chef David Adlard out of retirement for an evening. And Ainsley Herriot celebrated his 60th birthday at Benedict's. They're big moments, but big moments are also customers proposing, and they come here for their first or second anniversary, or take the private dining room for their wedding reception. That's what makes it special, when you've made that connection and become part of their lives, says Richard. When it comes to eating out in their downtime, as a family they love Stubby's Pizza at Sheringham. If it's a date night, they might head to Meadowsweet at Holt. In the city, favourites include Haggle, the Steam Packet and Lexicon. And they love a Norwich Market lunch. "But nothing fills me with more joy than a Mr. Whippy on the beach. I've even got a tattoo of a Mr. Whippy. I love it so much," says Richard. Richard will be joining Norfolk Magazine as the food columnist this summer.